On Mondays, we read from your emails. Our program last week on the 50th anniversary of McDonald's and its cultural impact brought in a lot of stories about experiences with the Golden Arches, both at home and abroad. Heath Cox, now living in Bosnia, wrote about this experience while working in Budapest. My boss came into me one day and said, in his Parisian accent, "Ish, let's go get Le Big Mac." "Well, Frank, I've never had a Big Mac," I responded. With a look of bewildered fear, Frank shot back, "How is that possible? You are not American. How can you be American if you've never had a Le Big Mac?" Frank left and came back about a half an hour later with two Big Macs. He sat down at my desk, threw one of the sandwiches at me. After we each had finished our Big Macs, my boss said, "Okay, now I believe you are America again." To this day, that is the only Big Mac I have ever eaten. From Boone White of San Francisco, "My first memory was my mom's excitement in the 1970s when they would give you a free burger if you could recite the ingredients of the Big Mac in under 14 seconds or so. We were broke, and she would hit all of the McDonald's in the area with her 6- and 8-year-olds speed-speaking the 2 all-beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. We would then freeze the burgers for lunch and dinner at a later date." For Mark Foisey of Evanston, Illinois, his first taste of the Golden Arches was not all it might have been. "I was 9 years old when I had my first hamburger at McDonald's," he wrote. "We'd been living overseas in England the previous 3 years. I can still remember commenting to my mother at my dismay as to this very thin gray patty they called a hamburger. Up until then, I'd only had home-cooked hamburgers that were cooked in the fry pan medium rare, and this hamburger was nothing like those. I will say the fries were delicious, and still are." And speaking of fries, our guest last week said that McDonald's fries were kosher and halal friendly. While the fries used to be cooked with beef tallow, our guest said the fries were now clean of that ingredient and were vegetarian friendly. Many listeners wrote us to say that is not quite the whole story. While McDonald's no longer cooks with beef tallow, the fries still contain some animal product. According to the ingredients list on the corporate website, the first 3 ingredients of McDonald's fries are potatoes, partially hydrogenated soybean oil, and natural flavor beef sauce. We received many emails about another cultural phenomenon we examined last week, Bob Dylan's Like a Rolling Stone. A listener named Gary wrote to us with an experience he had with the song during his bachelor days in a university town. "Very late one night while grocery shopping, the store's PA began playing Like a Rolling Stone, and it stopped me in my tracks, sad at being a single guy shopping alone for groceries in the middle of the night. As I slumped off to the checkout, I saw that each aisle of this very big store had at least one single man, about my mid-boomer age, stopped in his tracks, staring at the floor or into space, listening and pondering. Thank God they didn't follow up with Eleanor Rigby. Shortly thereafter, I met my wife and don't ever shop for groceries at night." And Kevin Olish of Iowa City, Iowa, was among the listeners who mentioned the Jimi Hendrix Experience performance of the song at the Monterey Pop Festival in June 1967. He wrote, "It showed that great artists could take Dylan's artistic vision, enlarge it, and make it their own." You can email your comments, questions, and corrections to us. The address is totn@npr.org. Please tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.